shock the world.
It's Mina the Dragonfly.
It's Pusha E. Smith the Brat.
Watch this.
You're listening to Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
It's not paranoia when they're really after you.
Introducing Article Sound System with Time.
Melting Minds.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Shock.
I'm Miss Mina the Dragonfly.
And you're on Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds. And right now, we got a special guest on the air. Caller. Tell her who you are, what you do, and where you hail from.
What's going on, world? It's your boy, Xavier Complex Pro, editor of Piff Magazine, and I'm up here on interview with Powerhouse 106. I'm feeling really excited right now, man. Making some moves, you know?
That's what's up. All right, so what we're going to do right now is, like, we like to start off with conversation starters in a segment that we like to call The BS, where we just ask you crazy weird questions. So, first question I got for you is, what is the most bizarre thing you have ever eaten?
The most bizarre thing I ever eaten.
I
eat a lot of different stuff. You know, I'm a big eater. I go all around, but I don't try nothing too crazy. I think probably the most wildest thing I did was like maybe sushi. But a lot of people like sushi though.
I love sushi.
I'm a connoisseur of food, so I like to try new things.
Yeah, I love sushi. I think the weirdest thing I ever ate was probably rabbit. I think rabbit.
And rabbit?
Yeah, rabbit. And
I don't know about that.
And she cooked it too. It didn't come out too bad, but it was kind of weird though. At the same time though, it was like a gamey taste. I wasn't really feeling it as much. So.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, the sushi that I had, it was one of them joints that like, you know, them little bootleg Chinese buffet type things. I'm like, probably been sitting there for like 6 hours because I had other sushi after that wasn't bad. You know what I mean?
So you took baby steps.
Baby steps.
Introducing Friday Afternoon with Iris.
So you're just gonna walk away? After everything we've been through, and this is what you do? Wow.
What can I say? I never thought it would be us ending up this way. Memories fade. Into dust is what happened to us. What a shame, what a shame. Maybe someday we'll meet up again and we'll be best of friends. Never know, never know. But as for now, we'll go separate ways and take it day by day. Take it slow, take it slow. It's so. It's over. Gotta let it go. In your iris, I can see tears forming like the clouds up in the sky. In the sky. In the silence, I hear us laughing and joking just like good old times. Good old times. In your iris, sanity by lurking on your page just to see where you've been. I guess I miss holding you close at the end of the day. You was babe, my baby. It's so.
Melting minds. Okay, my question is, would you rather have the power to be invisible or the power to read minds?
I would rather have the power to be invisible so nobody can see the moves I'm about to make.
Yeah.
Word, hey, that's what answer. I say too.
Good answer, good answer, good answer. All right, what is the funniest thing you believe when you were younger?
The funniest thing I believed when I was younger?
Yeah.
Man, I don't know, man. I'd say maybe the Easter Bunny laying eggs. Like, how is that possible? You know what I'm saying? Like, I really used to believe these things.
I know, and the cat, everybody's like, pop, 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 pop. I never realized that as a kid that was actually like a chicken sound and not a bunny sound. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy.
Right. That is. Well, damn.
I had one. My mother, when I was a kid, she was telling me that while I was looking at that picture of when she was a kid, and I was asking her why it was in black and white, and she was like, "Oh, that's because everything was in black and white back then." So, in my little kid mind, I was thinking the whole world had no color, like everything was in black and white. So.
Right, that's crazy.
Okay, right. Mine is, what's your favorite quote from a movie?
My favorite quotes from a movie?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like clothing wear?
No, quote. Like quote. A quote. Like a mm-hmm. Something from a movie.
Oh, dang, you know what? Honestly, to this day in my life, the number one quote that still pops up in my mind is with Tupac and Juice. Right at the locker with Q.
Yeah.
You call me crazy? You know what? Last time you said I was kind of tripping, right? But now, I am crazy. But you want to know what else? I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, that was a killer roll.
I'm like a cuss on the show. My bad, y'all.
No, it's all good. We bleep it out. Everything is pre-recorded, so you don't have to worry about that.
Mine is keep that change, you filthy animal.
Oh, yeah.
That's what's up. All right, let me see. I got...
Introducing Geeky with Love is Pretty.
You said that you would love me, and I get this goosebumps, say, hey, you align my world up. No, this life is my dog. My life has been so wrong, but then you come and turn my life round. That's how you make me. You're calm, you're crazy. I'll be your homegirl and you'll be my baby. It's like you wanna ride with me and make me crazy. Oh, so deep, I never leave. You make me breathe. Na 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 na. Baby, na na na, love me, just love me. I love you, my dada. Na 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 na, baby, na na na, love me, just love me. I love you, my dada. Love is pretty, can't you see? Oh yeah 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 yeah. Love is pretty, can't you see? Baby, baby, although you rule my daydream, I can't resist, I can't persist. Oh, don't when you're a groupie. You unlock my world, I know this love is my dog. My cool man, yeah, me, damn, I will take care of it, I beg ya. That's how you make me. You're calm, you're crazy. I'll be your homegirl and you'll be my baby. It's like you wanna ride with me and make me crazy. Oh, so deep, I never leave, you make me breathe. Na 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 na, baby, na na na, love me, just love me, I love you, my dada. Na 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 na.
I got this is kind of not a really two-part question. You like Wu-Tang? Were you a Wu-Tang fan at all?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, all right, so.
They're actually one of our biggest sponsors right now for this.
All right, that's what's up. Yeah. So you remember the game Torture, right? Remember the game Torture?
Yeah.
All right, so look, which one would you rather have happen to you? Would you rather have your eyelids cut off and be fed sleeping pills, or get your butt so shut and keep feeding you and feeding you and feeding you?
Designed to eventually fall asleep if you get too tired.
Yeah.
So even with no eyes, I would still be, you know, somewhere out of it. But the other way, who you going?
Oh,
go, man,
damn.
You don't
die. Go ahead, you got one.
Okay. Would you rather lose social media or television?
I would rather go without, I'd go without the TV, man, because, you know, the social media is used as a networking thing, even though people abuse it, use it other ways.
Yes.
But the TV is just a thing to just dumb you down. Because it's going to put whatever they want you to see, you know?
Tell lies to your vision. Yes.
My brother,
television.
My Nubian brother is telling lies to your vision. All right, I got. Here's my last question for you. What is the dumbest excuse someone has ever gave you so they didn't have to help you out?
I don't even know. I can't think of the dumbest excuse, but I know people be running game all the time. Like, you know what I mean? They talk about they just ran out of gas, but you know they just got a full tank. You know what I'm saying? Like, dude talking about he ain't got no money, he can't let you borrow a loaf of bread, but they just went went grocery shopping yesterday. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I can't think of a good excuse.
That was a bunch of them, actually.
A lot of crazy stuff in my life.
You got it. That's a bunch of them. Mine was when I was a kid. One day, I walked up to my boy, and I was like, yo, won't you front me a dime of smoke? And then he was like, he's like, nah, man, I ain't really got none. I said, what about all that shit right there? He's like, nah, that's my mama weed.
He always try to push it to the next one.
She's crazy. All right.
I have another one.
Last one.
Would you rather lose the ability to see or the ability to hear?
I would rather you lose the ability to hear, because as long as I can see, I can still figure out everything else.
Yeah, sure. You can read lips and
that's
stuff.
That's what I'm saying. I want to see you, girl.
But you never be able to hear music.
Right.
You never be able to hear music.
I don't want to hear you and be like, where you at, though? I hear you. I know you love me, but I don't see you love me.
Yeah. You won't be able to hear music anymore, though. That would kind of suck.
Yeah. Because music is my passion. Yeah. 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 At the same time, I have an artist right now who she went through a little ear problem recently, and we're trying to get her like a surgery on it and stuff like that. Uh-huh. But she said that she still hears the music. It's just like in different tones, different sounds. It's like vibrations. So
Beethoven. Like Beethoven. Beethoven, he was deaf, and he still made a whole bunch of symphonies. That's a good point. But hey, some people can hear with their can see with their ears. You know what I'm saying? Like that dude who rides a bike by just clicking his tongue like that, and he can hear the echoes and he can still ride bikes and stuff like that. So it could go either way on that question. But I definitely rather keep seeing. All right, so we're gonna end this segment off. That is the end of the BS. Next night we're gonna get into trivia questions on conspiracy theories of hip hop and music. All right. So after these messages,
we'll be right back.
Introducing Eddie and the Arsons with Where Did the Time Go? We'll be right back. Introducing Hannah Rae Lee with Power of Love.
Get the wind on my back, it makes me feel so beautiful. When the sun starts to set and the moon starts to shine, well, every star seems to fade in time. There's a reason for love and a reason for death. There's a reason for yours and mine. If we can learn to combine all the forces we find, then there is power within in the flowing hair.
Melting Minds. What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Shock the World.
I'm Miss Mina the Dragonfly.
And you're on Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
And right now, we're still on the phone with Xavier Proof from Piff Magazine. What's up, bro?
What's going on, my man? You know. Yeah. We're up here cooling in the studio.
Well, that's what's up. All right. So here we're going to start with the trivia questions about hip-hop conspiracy theories, and we tried to mix a little bit things in. All right, so we're gonna here's my first question. There's rumored to be a secret meeting that changed hip-hop over to gangster rap, so who could profit?
So that the government could profit.
Yeah, I'll give you that. Well, prison association, but I'm gonna give you that. Correct. Ding 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 ding. All right, go ahead, you next.
Okay, name three artists that are rumored to be part of the Illuminati.
That are rumored to be part of the Illuminati? Three artists?
Yeah.
Any three?
Jay-Z, of course, you know, he's one of the top ones everybody always says. I would say, you know, by extension, Beyonce.
Okay.
And, of course, they're going to say Drake.
And Drake? All right. Drake's okay. A new one. But yeah. I'll give you that. Those are all three. Correct! Ding, 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 ding. All right.
Introducing Love. Shock the World with Crack.
When you try to achieve your goals, work as hard as possible. Remember not to work too hard, because you might just crash. All right? It's like taking another look in the mirror. I'm always gonna be myself. But sometimes when I look in the mirror, vampire nigga could see myself. And I ain't even trying to come off cocky, but confidence level is over and now. Your haters can throw all the bricks that you want, but I'm just gonna take them and build me a house.
Sometimes I feel I'm driving wrong down a one-way street. Sometimes I feel there's no problems, and sometimes that problem is me. Catch me now, I can hear the ground is calling, calling for me. Sometimes I feel like I'm falling, but sometimes that falling feels free. I wanna lie, but I wanna cry, side to side. I feel like I'm gonna, I'm gonna crash, so I cast my mind, and I keep my head up high. I feel like I'm gonna, I'm gonna crash, Sometimes I wanna just fade away and let the credits roll. Sometimes I feel I'm hanging on by a thread, but I ain't letting go.
If your dreams feel broken, don't let them die. Don't let them double cross you, let it die. If your life is a shambles, life is a gamble. Put the dreams on the table and let it ride. I feel like my destiny's calling me, calling me. But even from Gemini, call it free, call it free. So you know it's best to pay that toll. My man, you ain't gotta sell your soul to get what life already owes, 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 owes,
sometimes I feel I'm hanging on by a thread, but I ain't letting go. Sometimes I feel like I'm floating through space and I'm racing to facing my death, But there be no one to blame, and I damn sure ain't blaming myself.
I'm gonna always do my best when I'm at my worst. You ain't never seen the best, so you see me first. Couldn't stop me with a hex or a voodoo curse. With a quick draw, yeah, I'ma pull it first. I gotta go weather the storm. I take out my fears, man, and turn into goals. I told you I was scared to go fly. You check the next day, man, I bet I'd have flown. I feel like my destiny's calling me, calling me. But even from jail, man, they call it free, call it free. So you know it's best to pay that toll. Remember, man, you ain't gotta sell your soul to get what life already owes. My next question is, conspiracy theory. There, what label owner was rumored to have given a deadly disease to a rapper?
That one might have me stumped. The only thing I know about the deadly disease is, you know, obviously with Eazy-E, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And with the A's, but yeah, as far as that question, I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. That was the rapper. Who's the label owner? Eazy-E was the rapper, but who's the label?
Oh my gosh, hold up. Damn, who was owning the label? Was it Ice Cube?
And I wouldn't be incorrect because it was Suge Knight.
Okay, I knew it was one of the two, but I couldn't remember at what point they split.
You get half a point for that one, though, all right? You get half a point because you guessed the rapper. You guessed the rapper was Eazy. All right, got it. Next question.
Okay, what do you have to do to an artist's song to find out if they worship the devil?
You have to say it backwards.
Yeah.
Correct. Ding, 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 ding. All right, I got another one for you. All right. What music video by Kanye West was rumored to be filled with Masonic symbols and Illuminati imagery?
That I'm not sure, But I'm going to take a guess on this, and if I'm right, that's going to be crazy because I'm just making a guess on this. Mm-hmm. Was it Jesus Walks?
Incorrect.
Okay.
It was Power. No one man can have all that power. The whole video had him like in a Masonic lounge and they were like stabbing him in the back with the, you know, the whole angel imagery thing. It's an old one.
Yeah.
Sometimes I make them hard so you can't get them wrecked.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
I got next one.
Okay. What song by Beyonce was rumored to say she worshipped the devil when played backwards? Is it Single Ladies, Sweet Dreams, or Upgrade Ya?
Upgrade Ya.
Incorrect.
But they did a good cleanup on it though.
It's
it
was sweet dreams. Sweet dreams was. They that was a big thing back in the day.
You're listening to Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Introducing Zoe Evans with Love Again.
Do you remember? Do you remember all those days when we were free from? When we were free from all the pain, I'd take your hand, you'd show me love, and we would take our time with it. Are we ever gonna?
My next question is, what Queensbridge artist made a documentary about the Illuminati in hip-hop?
I want to say, was it Nas?
No, incorrect. It was Prodigy from Mobb Deep, I believe.
Oh, yeah, right before he
passed. Yeah, I should have said what artist that passed to, but got it, next one.
Okay, what secret society is rumored to be the recruitment place to add members to the Illuminati? they've been around.
The Bohemian, the Bohemian Society, something like that?
Nah, the Masons, the Masons.
Masons.
Oh, the Masons, yeah, okay, okay.
Incorrect.
You got the Masons. There's a whole bunch of them.
They are. I said the same thing too, but it's the biggest one, you know what I'm saying? So not bad though. We say four out of four, so you're 50-50 on your hip hop conspiracy knowledge. I'm kind of a super conspiracy buff nut type dude, you know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, pretty good though. Let's give him a round of applause.
Yeah.
All right, that is the end of the trivia question part of the section, and next we're going to go into the deep section, which we like to call the deep section. What's deep? Deep is when you talk about these evil sad peeps.
Hey.
Deep is when Illuminati creeping in them sheets.
No, <sir. laughs>
All right, so after these messages.
We'll be right back.
Right. Introducing Vic Spade with Just Leave Me.
Ooh, yeah.
You told me
introducing Joshua Montana Zypher with Hot Rod.
My eyes catch yours, windows down, hair blowing in the wind, now we got some. Rear view looking clear, nothing but trees getting left in the background. Look, baby, just seen a deer on the right side, underneath those pines. Now we're laughing in sync while we speed it up, while we turn it up. We're cruising down a two-lane road, put it in drive. Feel the gear shift in my high ride. Singing off key, but we don't care. Just glad that I got you. Sitting right there in my passenger seat, with the boots on the dash and the faded blue jeans. All I wanna do is be with you. Ooh, grip on the wheel. Girl, with you, it's just a seal on the deal. Cracking jokes while you try to get closer, yeah. Kissing on my neck, whispering in my ear. Maybe telling me what you think I wanna hear. Night's getting closer, so let's heat it up. Cruising down a two-lane road, put it in drive. Feel the gear shift in my high ride. Singing off-key, but we don't care. Just glad that I got you. Sitting right there in my passenger seat, with the boots on the dash and the faded blue jeans. Black tread burning, let's keep it up till the next morning. Party in the next town, got the roads mapped out, yeah, they're mapped out. Cruising down a two-lane road, put it in drive, feel the gear shift in my high ride. Singing off-key, but we don't care, just glad that I got you. Sitting right there in my passenger seat, with the boots on the dash and the faded blue jeans.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy Shock.
I'm Miss Mina the Dragonfly.
And we're back here on Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds. And right now we're going to do the part of the section where guys promote what they came to promote, which is the plug it in, plug it in. All right.
Yeah.
So right now you have, you're the editor of a magazine called Piff Magazine. What is that magazine about?
Well, basically what Piff is about, first of all, the main important thing where everybody always asks is, what does Piff stand for? Because it's an acronym, So it stands for Positive Influence for the Future.
Word,
oh,
I like that.
Yes,
like
definitely.
I like it a lot.
Thank you. A lot of people fall in love with the name, and how I created the name was, like, pretty deep. But, basically what we do is we try to represent a positive outlook for the future of people who are aspiring to dreams. So therefore, meaning like, you got your, you know, aspiring rappers, you got your aspiring models, you got your aspiring comedians, athletes, DJs, whatever. And what we do is we represent, you know what I'm saying, manage, promote, and distribute all, you know, unsigned talent, underground talent, independent, whatever. You could be signed and you could be whatever, but we really focus on the underground more, you know what I'm saying? We'll do a couple little stories here and there, you know what I mean? Do an interview or two with some celebrities, but, like, we don't really want to get into the lane where we're pushing, like, a mainstream thing because, you know, Jay-Z, he's already got the vibe covered, Double XL. He don't need this, you know what I'm saying? So we're not doing this for them. We're doing this for the people who are out there grinding every day, who got the good music, but don't necessarily have the same opportunities and platforms to expose the music the same way that everybody else can.
Right, that's actually exactly what we do on our show, too. We play unsigned artists and promote people from the underground. All right, so how long has the magazine been out for?
Right now, we just passed our 6-year anniversary.
Nice.
Wow.
Nice. Yeah, congratulations. Is it paper or is it just online, or is it online and paper?
It's been only digital and online ever since we started. We've given out a few print copies to special people, but now we have just linked up a deal with the biggest urban magazine publisher in the entire world, John Blastingame.
Okay.
If you guys know about his name, he's got 25 magazines under his belt, and he just made Piff number 26.
Nice.
So we're going to print in November.
Making moves, son!
It's been a long grind, you know what I'm saying? And we finally here, and it just took so much energy, so much time, but, you know, we finally got the deals in that we need. And so by November, we will be going to print. You'll start seeing us in, like, CVS, Barnes & Noble, stuff like that.
Woo!
What's up? Nice.
Big thing.
You're listening to Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Introducing Alice in Chains with
gravity.
Turn and hear your voice. It was ringing clear. Your gravity pulls me in. Closer, closer to you.
Give them your links and stuff so they know how to find you.
Yeah, the best way to reach us, just go to the website. It's real simple. www.pifmag.com. PIFFMAG. You know what I mean? I didn't want to make a whole long extended website. People would be hard to find it. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to give out a whole bunch of links. People would get lost in the sauce. Like, wait, what's the Instagram? What do you say about the YouTube?
Yeah.
Just keep it real simple. Pifmag.com. That's all you got to know. Everything else is there. You go to the website, right. It'll pull up all the links for the social media stuff, all that. You know what I mean?
That's what's up. All right. Mm-hmm. Man, it seems like you're doing your thing out there, man. I know you're up from Connecticut, so Connecticut representing, you know, that's my city. I mean, that's my
state. I got you, man. You know, and I got to tell you real quick. quick before we jump into the next section. The only thing I want to say about Connecticut is I'm putting on hard for them right now, because the reason is, you know, I started in Connecticut 20 years ago in this music game. You know what I'm saying? At a time when you had, you know, Apathy coming out for the first time. You had WHUS Radio taking over. Hot 937 was just getting started.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And a lot of talent came through the state. A lot of people said they was going to try to get Connecticut out. But out of all the thousands of people that I've seen over the last 20 years doing anything, nobody's done it. And I'm like, why? So now, I'm about to really be the person to push for Connecticut. You know what I'm saying?
That's
so I'm really excited to be in this position right now.
You know, I was raised in Hartford, man. I'm from the Norfolk, man. And so I'm also just like you. I did the exact same thing. You know what I'm saying? So I had a deal. I traveled. I toured with Lil Johnny and Ying Yang Twins back in the day and shit. So, like, I respect everybody coming from the hood trying to do something to uplift our area. You know what I'm saying? So much respect to you on that one, bruh. All right, so we're going to end this, the plug it in section, and we're going to go get back to this
introducing Fuzzy Bridges.
After these messages,
we'll be right back.
Listening to Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds. What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Shock.
I'm Miss Mina the Dragonfly.
And you're on Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds. And right now, we still got my man, Xavier Prue, editor from Piff Magazine, which is blowing up like a man smoking at a gas station.
Remember 6 years strong and still going, right?
All right, so now we're going to talk about this hip-hop conspiracy. Now, what exact... you saying that the... that you believe that hip-hop was changed in order for the government to control us. Is that what you're saying, right?
I do believe that, yes.
You believe that. Have you ever heard of The Meeting?
I never heard of The Meeting, no.
Here, that was like the first trivia question. So there is a thing called The Meeting, all right? And The Meeting is about all the big label owners, like all the record labels, like Atlantic, Interscope, all these people were called into a meeting, all right, a silent meeting where they literally had to sign forms before they even walked in the door that they couldn't discuss anything that was about to go on in this meeting, all right, and if they didn't sign it, they had to leave. So when they left, they had to sign another form. So anyway, the meeting started as people from the prison association. They went private. The government decided to make the prison private. You know what I'm saying? And so since N.W.A. came out and they saw how black people were responding to gangster rap, they decided to a plan was to have all the labor owners stop signing anybody who was rapping about positive stuff like the old school hip hop and only sign gangster rappers to inspire the black community. That being a gangster was cool and the only way of life for them to make it out of the ghetto so that they can increase the prison population tenfold. And what do you think? You think that is like what you're talking about?
Hell yeah! That's crazy. You just told me that because I've never heard about this meeting. I never knew about none of that. But you know, I'm gonna tell you honestly. I watched the way music has changed since I was 10 years old. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So now I'm about to be 34, and I watched the way like I used to say, yo, what happened to the Erykah Badus? What happened to the Nas's? You know what I'm saying? That was spitting like that real. You know what I'm saying? Message that real positive. And then I noticed like over time, I didn't know about the meeting, but I knew over time that the music got darker, it got more gangster, and then I'm like, yo, you know what? I started Piff Magazine 6 years ago, and I started pushing this positivity thing, and I got a lot of people coming at me with some hatred. So now, God told me, he was like, yo, just push it, because the industry, they're not going to feel it, and they might try to kill you, but you're going to lay down the seed for me that I need you to put out.
Yeah, word. That's what I forget. That's how you're a light, a light worker. That's what we call people like you. They're called light workers. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
We go out, we plant seeds, and we watch them grow. You know what I'm saying? So definitely respect to you in that. What about the, have you heard the conspiracies about, like you were talking about Beyonce and what you call the Illuminati and all that stuff like that? Do you believe any of that stuff?
I believe in it all, man.
Yeah, you think so?
It's not a conspiracy. It's actually true. Like, you guys probably can't say it because, you know, you got certain agreements with people and stuff, and I respect
that. No, we can say whatever we want. Hold on, we can say whatever we want. We're bosses.
Oh, I bet. Because I'm the person that's going to go out there and tell the truth. And if they kill me, God said, you know what? Just put my message out, and I'm going to handle the rest. You're going to be protected.
Man, we definitely got to link up. We're going to definitely, because like-minds need to think
about it. I believe it, because the best way to hide anything is to hide it in plain sight. Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they do.
A lot of people don't want to believe the conspiracies because it's too mind-boggling. You know what I'm saying? You've been taught something for 20, 30 years of your life to the time you was in, you know what I mean, grade school, middle school, and then you wake up at 30-something years old and they tell you, yo, everything you learned was a lie. Your brain cannot process that. You know what I'm saying? It took me almost 10 years for me to even come to realization with some of the things I was shown and that I saw in the industry. So it's like, that's why most people would just rather reject it or ignore the thing and just label it as a conspiracy theorist instead of trying to sit there and look at all their teachers and their parents as liars, you know what I mean?
It's just like when Reagan and they started the war on drugs, it really was the war on black people because everybody does drugs, but what they wanted to do was have more reason to run into black neighborhoods and arrest them. And that goes with the same thing with the prison association. They wanted to fill up prisons quicker. And music is a great inspiring tool. You know what I'm saying?
It can really motivate
you to do something very stupid or something very smart. You know what I'm saying? So I'm feeling that whole thing. I'm glad that you know about that without even knowing about it. You know what I'm saying? Like
that's what I'm trying to tell you, right? Yeah. My man, we gonna have to talk more off the air, but basically I'm gonna just say this out to everybody in the world so that people know who they're messing with. They come and try to mess with me. I'm connected with God. I'm connected with the creator. You know what I'm saying? The man who, not even, I don't even know if he's a man. I can't even say he's a man. But the entity, the spirit that created us as people, as human beings, and created this world, I'm very connected with him. And he gives me answers and knowledge and stuff that I don't even know before I know it. So to say about this meeting and all this, I had this vision before we even had this conversation. So you telling me this is all confirmation from God?
Yeah, I'm not religious and everything. Like, I don't use the word God, you know what I'm saying? But people are put in your way for it, and maybe that, like you said, and I believe the fates, I like to call it the fates, or the universe will speak to you, and the universe probably definitely spoke to you, and your confirmation was sending you to another light worker like us two, for us to confirm exactly what you say, what you've been thinking this whole time.
So, I call that universal alignment.
Yeah. We've been aligned, bro. Yeah, like soldiers of the same light unite, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
All right, so man, go ahead, give them your plugs one more time, man. Tell them where, tell them how to check you out, how to find you, and everything online, man. And we're gonna call this the end of the session. All right.
All right, listen, man, to all y'all out there, I don't care who you are. If you're an inspiring entertainer, an artist, yo, you could be anybody. You trying to make it in this entertainment industry, trust me when I tell you right now, Fifth Magazine has a lock on the game, okay? So if you want to get out there, you want to get your videos heard, get your music played, get your model opportunities up right now, hit us up. The website is www.fifthmag.com. You'll find everything there you need. Holler at me, get in contact, and let's make it happen.
That's what's up, man. Much respect to you, man. Much respect to you. It was a fun interview. Interview too at the same time. Very funny.
That was. It got kind of serious.
Hey, y'all, appreciate it, man. I ain't got no more time to play. I got four babies I gotta feed with this thing, you know?
I already know. Here we go. We feel you, bro, man. Alright, man. You have a great day, man. Alright.
Alright, man. You guys too. Be blessed.
Alright,
okay.
Peace. Alright. And this is the conclusion of Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
I'm Shock.
I'm Miss Mina the Dragonfly.
Peace out.
You're listening to Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.
Melting Minds.